in recruiting and retention. Tips and advice on how to recruit quality drivers and support staff and keep them happy so you can hold on to them. This is Retention Attention with Jackie McManus on the Tim Ridley Show.
And our number is 615-292-6366 if you'd like to speak with Jackie today. Jackie, good morning to you.
Tim, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you this morning?
Doing great. Excited to be back on the show. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, sure. It's always good to have you on the show, and hope you're doing well up there with the weather. It's getting closer to spring, So we're in March and not too much further. You'll be able to get out there with summer clothes on and be able to enjoy life a little bit more.
Yeah, I dream about that every day.
Yeah, I was in the store yesterday, and it was pretty cool here yesterday. Not cool. It was probably warm considering where you live, but it was in the mid 40s. It was raining, and this lady said, you know, I'll be so happy when spring gets here. We were teased over the weekend, and I just don't like this cold weather. And I asked her, I said, were you born and raised here? She said, yes, sir, I was born and raised here, and I don't like cold weather at all. But mid-40s was probably, you would probably consider that quite warm, I would imagine.
Yeah, that sounds like a shorts and tank top type of day to me right now.
Yeah, it won't be long. Jackie, what's going on in the retention and recruiting world these days?
I always like to hear from the drivers, and I would love to talk about, specifically driver retention today, and what is keeping drivers at their current company? Is it the pay? Is it how you're treated? Tim, you and I have talked, over the years, in depth about driver retention, and the drivers really, obviously, they want good pay, they want good benefits and on time, but they really want the respect from the company. And so with 2020 and a lot of companies really just kind of being on pause, it took them, gave them an opportunity to look at how they're actually treating the drivers on a day-to-day basis, and who's interacting with the drivers. Because if you have a frustrated dispatcher, it's going to lead to a frustrated driver. So I would love to hear from the drivers exactly what's keeping them at their current employer, or if they're interested in a new position, what are they looking for in a new company? I think it's just so important to think about how companies are either staying in strong communication with the drivers and really, fostering a growth between the dispatcher and the driver. And you're seeing now a lot of companies focusing, their resources on not just hiring drivers, but actually taking the time to get to know the drivers and build a respect and empathy for drivers to make them feel valued and make them really feel a part of the team.
Yeah, absolutely. And for the most part, most drivers, even if the pay is a little less at company A or company B, they would much more prefer to be with a company that treats them better, even if the pay is lower than the next company. But the fact of being treated like a human being and not be treated as a piece of machinery or as a number, that goes a long way. It is so good. It's heartwarming to see more and more companies realize that, because I remember in the day when companies, there were some companies that just did not care. They figured drivers were a dime a dozen, and things have turned around over the years. And with you and what you do and your company does with feedback to these companies, it's opening up more and more eyes, more and more companies' eyes to realize that it's about treating people like you want to be treated yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And, people really just don't quit jobs, they quit people. I mean, that's the cliche saying, but that's the truth. And so it's so important when I'm on the show and I hear from drivers about what's keeping them at their current employer, because I'm able to take that information and give that to my clients and say, listen, maybe it's time to look at, driver, dispatcher training programs or different ways to train your internal team so sure that they're treating the drivers with the utmost respect that they deserve. They really are hauling the freight. They're out there every day representing your company. So why not take the time to understand why drivers are staying at your company and what they want from your company? And it seems like a pretty an easy ask. And so I'm really excited to see that companies are taking the time to actually figure out their driver retention program. And that's really huge, because over the years, that definitely has not been the case. So, in the midst of this, crazy global pandemic, you're seeing companies really take the time to understand, how to keep more drivers on their team.
You know, Jackie, when I was in management, I used to, I would have meetings with the dispatchers and the other office mm-hmm. personnel, and I would have with the operations managers, I would have meetings with them. And one of the things I used to say very often is that if it were not for the drivers, you would not have a paycheck. None of us would have a paycheck. If it were not for the drivers, we wouldn't have the company name out on the outside of our terminals. So think about think about how you treat the drivers, because that's your paycheck mm-hmm. right there. So I think sometimes people, that are inside don't really think of it that way, but you have to, you really have to. And we have mm-hmm. some drivers, as you've spoken with some, Jackie, that have been with their companies for 20 and 30 years, and that means that company is doing something right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I absolutely love that saying, and that's so true. I may have to adopt that and use that with some of my clients because it really just takes home and shows the value of the drivers. And that's something that I think should be, blown up and put into every dispatcher's, office. And it's not just about having, communication. It's about having strong daily communication with the drivers, understanding them personally, and talking about what the drivers are going through with their family. We've talked to countless drivers, Tim, that even just during the pandemic, some of the companies really showed their true colors about how much they care about drivers. For example, they had a sick loved one, the owner of the company, calling the hospital to make sure that, the loved one's okay. And so you're really seeing companies kind of start really showing drivers the value that they deserve.
Absolutely. That's great. We're going to pull over and take a break. Our number is 615-292-6366. What's keeping you with your company? Why are you staying there? What are they doing right to keep you there? Or what could they do better to keep you there? That's what Jackie wants to know this morning on Retention Attention with Jackie McManus. This is Tim Ridley on Sirius XM. St. Christopher Fund is to help professional drivers and their families who have financial needs due to medical problems. Assistance may be in the form of direct payment for medical services or prescription drugs, assistance with expenses while recovering, or negotiating price reductions with medical providers and hospitals. If you or someone you know is in need of help due to an illness, or perhaps if you would like to make a donation, donate today at truckersfund.org.
That's when I heard the highway.
Wow, look at these tire prices. I'll bet you can't beat that.
Well, I can't, but Sapp Brothers can.
You mean Sapp Brothers will beat any competitor's advertised tire price?
That's exactly what I mean.
But how?
Well, you just bring in a competitor's price and Sapp will beat it. Period. End of story.
End of story? I'd say it was the beginning of a beautiful relationship.
Sapp Brothers will beat any advertised tire price at all 10 Sapp Brothers service centers. SappBros.net. That's SappBros.net.
Back to Retention Attention with Jackie McManus on Road Dog Trucking Radio.
Jackie, I have an email for you, and he first of all says, "Hello, Jackie. Thanks for what you do for us." And he goes on to say that his company, in which he's been there for 12 years, they just recently instituted a good morning policy. And so he breaks that down, and I'll just get down further in the email. What happens is basically every morning, it comes across across to Qualcomm from each dispatcher, whatever dispatcher that driver has. The dispatcher starts off with a good morning and I hope you have a great day. And he says that makes the world of difference to be able to wake up with something like that as opposed to something negative. So that right, just small gestures like that, you know, it may seem small to some people, but it means a whole lot to someone, you know, just for someone to say, or your dispatcher to say, good morning, I hope you have a great day. That makes a world of difference in a person's life or in a person's day.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you so much for writing that in. I mean, that is, again, like you said, it's just a small gesture that goes leaps and bounds. And you know now that you have a team to support you while you're out there delivering, you know, the freight. I absolutely love that.
Yeah, and, you know, if more companies could, and some of them may be, but anyway, if more companies would adapt to something like that, then that's a good way to start your day on a positive note. And also for a truck driver, it makes them feel that someone cares, because it's easy, you know, when you've been out there for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks at a time, it's real easy to kind of feel lost, you know, that and sometimes if you're going through something, it feels like you don't even have a friend. But just with something like that, it could boost your spirits.
Yeah, and I think that's so great, especially, you know, it's just about boosting morale. I mean, it's such a stressful job that the drivers have out on the road, and having and starting your day with a positive note, and having little positive, you know, messages throughout the day about the company and their support for you, that's huge. So, and you know, dispatchers also too have a very stressful job. But, you know, because they're so disconnected and not seeing each other on a day-to-day basis, most drivers, that they're going to feel that, like, they're not really a part of the team. And, you know, just because, you know, there is a stressful job on the road or a stressful job in the office, you know, that's where dispatchers really need to make a note instead of getting lost in the busyness and going 1 to 2 weeks without contacting any of their drivers. You know, to really make a point to, like this driver just said, have a good morning policy. It really goes a long way for a very small and simple change.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely it does. Because we never, and I used to tell the dispatchers this as well, you never know if that driver is going through something or just received some bad news. You know, it's not uncommon. It has happened to me a few times when I was out on the road where you would lose a loved one and, you know, you're going through that and you call in the next morning or you check in the next morning for your dispatch or check call or whatever the case is, that dispatcher on the other end has no clue that you just received some bad news. You know, you just lost a loved one or someone is in the hospital. So you want to always treat them, you know, treat each person rather with kindness. Let's go to the phone lines, and Grizzly is with us, Jackie. Grizzly, good morning. You're live on the show with Jackie.
Good morning. You know, the company I'm with is, you know, we're a small fleet, and the guys that own it, they're actually young. One of them's actually almost young enough to be my son. And, you know, these guys, they've really got their stuff together. And I know there's other companies out there that pay a lot, that probably pay better. But these guys, you know, whenever I've got doctor's appointments or anything like that, they go out of their way to get me there. I mean, sometimes they've let me deadhead just to get over to a doctor's appointment, which is up in Ohio, and I live in West Tennessee. But, it's not always, you know, what can they do for me. Sometimes I'll just call them, even on a weekend, I'll send them a text message and say, hey, I hope you're having a good weekend. Just thought I'd, you know, send that to you. Or, you know, sometimes I like to take interest in them, too. I don't always expect them to always take interest in me because I'm a firm believer in what goes around comes around. And, you know, even like with safety people up there, out of the blue, I'll just say, hey, how's your week going? Just call them for no reason. Say, how's your week going? Because they can have bad days, too, just like we as drivers do. And, you know, that does pay off in the long run down the road. So not only do I want that, you know, a good company to treat me right, but, you know, I want to be able to treat them right, because in the long run, that's going to pay off, you know, as a team.
you know, Grizzly, I think you're totally right, and I love the saying, you know, goes around, comes around, and you taking that initiative to talk to your dispatchers and safety team. Can I ask you, how long have you been driving for your current employer?
These guys here, right at 7 years.
Amazing.
And I've really, you know, I've been out here over 35 years, and with, this is probably the first company I've worked for that I've literally got zero complaints about.
Wow. Yeah, I love that. And, you know, like we were saying earlier, you know, the pay could be, you know, pretty comparable or maybe not as great as another company, but you're getting the respect and you're having, you know, that communication and with the carrier, which is fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty down-to-earth guys. I mean, you know, all our equipment's paid for, so we don't have to worry about it. It's like, you know, when all those snowstorms came up the, you know, a week ago, you know, they said if we wanted to stay home, stay home. Don't get out there and get stranded somewhere. They gave us drivers options to stay home if we wanted to and not get out there and get stranded.
That's fantastic. It really, that's where I would hope that most companies will be over the years, is really just giving the respect that drivers deserve. That's amazing.
Yeah. So hopefully everybody else has a good day too.
Sounds like you found, landed on a great company. Yeah, thanks, brother, and thanks for sharing that with us. We appreciate that. Yeah, that, and it, just right with this, what Grizzly was talking about, which he has no complaints, and it's a two-way street, you know. They treat him well, and then he, you know, treats them well in return. But when you have a company that treats you like that, you know, it just makes you want to do backflips to make them happy as well. And, you know, and on the other hand, if you have a company that treats you like trash, you don't want to do anything for them. So that's great. I love to hear stories like that.
Yeah, I do too. And, you know, I think just those two drivers, those are really good examples between the good morning policy and what Grizzly said about what goes around comes around. I mean, you know, that's something that really should be, you know, preached and shown even to the trucking companies that listen. Hey, if you treat drivers like this, they're going to give you the respect that you deserve as well. And it really is a true statement across the board of, you know, what goes around comes around. And that's really cool. And that's really great that Grizzly has been with the company for 7 years. That's a very long time in our industry, you know. For the first 90 days is typically when we're seeing the most turnover, which is just, you know, really boggling to me, because so many companies spend so much money on advertising. Take the time to get to know the drivers that you're bringing on board.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And another thing that he said too that drives home in terms of if he has a doctor's appointment, even if they have to deadhead him somewhere to get to that doctor's appointment, because that's another issue that some drivers face, having to make appointments, having to be, you know, being able to be home in time to make this appointment. And especially, you know, with the VA, you don't want to miss that appointment because it'll take you months,
right,
you know, to be able to get another appointment. So that's something that's very important. Other things, you know, we would have drivers that wanted to be home with, you know, rightfully so, for their anniversary. They had promised their spouse that they would be home for the anniversary, and, you know, by all means, the company should work out some kind of way to get them home. So that's, things like that are very important to a truck driver, in which many times we take it for granted, you know, those who are not in trucking, because you're at home anyway. You have a 9-to-5 job, and you're going to make your appointment.
Right. And, you know, companies aren't just hiring the driver. They're hiring the entire family, the wife, the husband, the kids. And so it's really important when dispatchers acknowledge that and, you know, are able to get their driver home for maybe their kid's soccer game or, like you said, their wife's anniversary that they promised, and to keep those relationships good on the outside in their personal life so that they're going to be supportive of the driver while they're out for, you know, 2-3 weeks at a time.
Yeah, absolutely. And one other thing, too, before we part the airways, is that he mentioned about the safety, and I look at it as the safety aspect. If it's too bad to leave home, don't go anywhere. You know, how many companies give the driver that option there? You know, I thought that was really good as well.
Yeah, no, they are amazing. Grizzly, I would love to know the company you work for because they sound fantastic. So if you want to get in touch with me, my website's fifthwheelhub.com, and I would love to hear more about this company. They sound like a dream to work for.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. All right, well, we certainly appreciate you, Jackie. Time just flew by, didn't it?
It always does, Tim. It really always does. And this is a really great call, and really excited with the feedback I got from the drivers, and really looking forward to next time. So hopefully when I talk to you in a couple of weeks, it'll be a little bit warmer up here and warmer for you down there.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Have a great one, and we look forward to talking to you next time.
Thank you so much,
Jackie.